Today's daf is Masechet Brachot daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara spends a chunk of our daf discussing the fire we use for Maorei Eish. We should note that the non-negotiable brachos in Avdala are on the Yain, the Bar Pergafen, and the Mavdil ben Kodesh Lachol that we make at the end. The Bebsamim and the Eish were added later. Bebsamim was added to comfort us after losing our Neshama Yaseir, the extra soul that we're given on Shabbos, and the Eish, the fire, was to commemorate the wisdom that Hashem gave Adam Arishon on the first Motzei Shabbos, to strike two rocks together to bring out the fire. If one did not have Esher Besamim, does not have Esher Besamim, you can make Havdalah without them. And if you see a Nair later on in the night, or you have opportunities to smell Besamim, you can make a Bracha at that point. We use the order of Beis Hillel, that we start with Yain, then Besamim, then Esh, then Havdalah. The Rashbates brought by the Kavachayim in Hilchos Havdalah, that's in Or Chaim, Sim Reish Sarik Vav, Siv Gimel, says this order of Yain, Besamim, Esh, Havdalah reflects a transition from something that's more physical or tangible to something that's more spiritual or intangible. Wine, of course, the physical taste, that's how you enjoy it. Besamim comes next. You can smell something that you cannot touch. Esh is fire that you can experience from a very distant, from a long distance away from your body. And Havdalah is really in the realm of the mind. The whole idea of being Mavda ben Kodesh L'chol. It's a beautiful idea about the order of the Brachot of Havdalah. So is Maorei Eish more of a Birkas and Nanin? Is it more of a bracha that we're making over the benefit? Or is it more of a Birkas of Shevach? Is it a bracha that we're making praising Hashem for the experience? So the Kolbo says it's a Birkas and Nanin. And really, says the Kolbo, we should make a new bracha every time we have a Maorei Eish. Since it's a constant Hana, he explains, we make one bracha per week. But other Rishonim held that Maorei Eish is a Birkas of Shevach, and it can only be made on something similar to Adam HaRishon. Rav Adi Yosef, the Abia Omer, and Yaskil Avdi, and Binat Yonatan, who are all Sfardi Poskim, they held that you cannot make Maorei Eish on electricity, because it doesn't resemble the Eish of Adam HaRishon. Rav Avadia, for example, raised the issue of the glass covering the light, the Bir Halacha, Reish Tariches, is Machmir and fire inside of a light. An electric bulb is really the same problem, even if the fire would qualify. With this, actually, it's interesting. We could have raised a question about a person wearing glasses and seeing the fire, and it's on your face. So why shouldn't those pose a problem? Because the glass is over the fire. So the answer is that the glass over the fire doesn't change the re'iyah, doesn't change the view. But by glasses, maybe they do change the vision. But nevertheless, we never see in halacha that glasses pose a chatzitza. It's about having a direct vision. That's the idea here. So the same is true by Kiddush Levana, for example, that seeing the Levana through a window, seeing the moon through a window, wouldn't actually be a problem according to this understanding. And Tzitz Eliezer, Vazer, Waldenberg, Chelek Al, says you can make Maorei Eish electric bulbs. And Rav Chaim Oizer Grzinski, he held Dafka, made it on an electric bulb. He held that people, and he did it because people were being makel, people were being lenient with this, so he wanted to show that it really is a true fire. So one problem with the bulb is another issue with the bulb might be the issue of oxygen. There's no oxygen inside the bulb, which was in the fire of Adam HaRishon. That's what caused the fire to be able to exist. So maybe we need, in the same fashion after the original fire, maybe you need. So Rav Avadia brings up this issue. And a number of different possibilities that would create a problem. L'chachila, many poskim b'di evad say you can use this if that's all you have. But l'chachila, we should use a double wick and avuka and try for these two wicks to be together. When it comes to electricity, if you hold it's a birkas and nanin, then you can make the bracha over it. But if you hold it's a birkas of shevach, for example, in Motzei Yom Kippur, we make a Maorei Eish. But not because of Tchilat Briato. It's not, Yom Kippur doesn't necessarily fall out on a Motzei Shabbos. It's nothing really to do with Adam HaRishon. So why do we make a bracha then? So the Rashba explains that it's used to be its use is mechadesh to me, which is closer to something that's like a Birkas Ananin. So if it's a real flame, then you don't have to have a flame that we say Sheshavas that rested. But electric bulb, use a bulb that was had already been used on Shabbos, and it's no worse than a Motzei Yom Kippur. Then you're only making it on Hana alone.